Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The martyrdom of Saint Stephen, the first martyr of the church, caused the Christians in Jerusalem to flee to safer areas. And those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Saint Chrysostom encourages us to pay attention to this fact, that despite their persecution, these Christians went about preaching to everyone they came into contact with. Absolutely everyone. The question for us is, do we do the same? Do we preach by word and deed the gospel of Jesus Christ? We can't share with someone the faith and then fail to act on it. And likewise, we can't solely do deeds and then neglect our duty to share our faith, because both word and deed are necessary. How absurd we would think a person if they touted how great a new medicine is, but never once bothered taking it to cure themselves. How selfish we would think someone if they discovered a new medicine that healed everything wrong with them and then refused to share this with the world. We need both deed and we need word. My brothers and sisters, despite what persecution might come, we must follow the example set by those earliest of Christians, even immediately following the martyrdom of Saint Stephen, who knew full well that what happened to Saint Stephen was likely going to happen to them. We have to be ready. We don't look for martyrdom, mind you, but if God calls us to it, we have to be ready. And that takes time, that takes preparation, that takes complete dedication and devotion to our Lord, to his scriptures, to him himself, to the Eucharist, the bread of life. And it's through the reception of the Blessed Sacrament, which we're about to see come down on that altar, the bread of heaven itself is about to come down on that altar. It's through that regular reception that we have this strength that builds up within us to be able to withstand everything in the world, to be able to stand up in the face of danger and say, this is the truth. This is Jesus Christ himself. This is God. My brothers and sisters, God bless you. Please stand.